Dr. Steve Turley examines renewed immigration allegations against Ilhan Omar. Texas border business. Texas border business. Minneapolis. Conservative political commentator Dr. Steve Turley examined renewed allegations against U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMIN, during an episode of his Turley Talks program, focusing on claims of immigration fraud that Omar has repeatedly denied. Turley made the comments during an August 25 episode titled, Ilhan Omar is imploding. Trump just exposed what could get her deported. Turley, who calls himself the Patriot Professor, hosts a political and cultural commentary program distributed via the Turley Talks website. The episode centered on a Freedom of Information Act request filed by Just the News seeking U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement records related to prior investigations into allegations involving Omar. ICE withheld responsive records under 5 U.S.C. Section 552, B, 7, A. According to the agency's response, as quoted by Just the News, disclosure of the records could reasonably be expected to interfere with enforcement proceedings. Turley interpreted the ICE response as evidence of active federal scrutiny. That's the clearest official confirmation we've gotten yet that federal scrutiny of Ilhan Omar is real, Turley said. The ICE response itself, however, did not explicitly state that Omar is the subject of an active investigation, nor does the response establish that she committed immigration fraud. Turley also discussed President Donald Trump's decision to share the Just the News report on Truth Social and played remarks from Vice President J.D. Vance concerning the allegations. Vance has publicly asserted that Omar committed immigration fraud and said federal officials were examining possible legal remedies. Those statements are allegations by an administration official and are not findings by a court that Omar committed wrongdoing. The long-standing controversy involves Omar's former marriage to Ahmed Nur Said Elmi. Critics have alleged that Elmi was Omar's biological brother and that the marriage was connected to obtaining immigration benefits. Omar has repeatedly denied the allegation. Publicly available evidence has not established that Elmi was her biological brother or that Omar committed immigration fraud. Just the News reported that no court records, DNA evidence, or other documentary proof has substantiated the claim that Elmi was Omar's brother. Turley also connected his commentary to separate federal investigations into large-scale fraud schemes in Minnesota and questioned possible relationships between Omar and individuals or organizations associated with those cases. Those portions of the program represent Turley's political commentary. They do not establish that Omar participated in the fraud schemes discussed in the episode. Turley's program presents political and cultural developments from an openly conservative perspective and frequently addresses Trump administration policies and national political issues. Omar represents Minnesota's 5th congressional district, which includes Minneapolis. She has served in the U.S. House since 2019. The immigration claims Turley discusses remain allegations. The ICE records response does not establish Omar's guilt, and no court finding cited in Turley's program establishes that she committed immigration fraud.